We're here at the Ag Media Summit in Buffalo, New York. With me is Doug Wolf, who is on the board of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. He's a hog producer from Wisconsin. And Doug, I know you've also been involved in leadership positions on the National Pork Producers Council, right?
Yes, I have. I was served on the board there for 7 years, went through the officer rotation, and served as a president in 2011.
And you were one of the one of the folks who helped found USFRA.
Well, yeah, I was actually a part of it, but I'm working with the National Pork Producers Council, who is a major contributor to the getting it started.
Mm-hmm. And, well, we're 3 years or so into USFRA, and one of the most important things that the organization has done, the alliance has done, is the food dialogues that have been done on a national level, and now I understand you're bringing it down to the affiliate level to help really get out on a more local level.
Yeah, it's one of the things that seems exciting. Some of the first ones that have been done on a national level have shown some really good results of getting people to sit down and discuss the issues back and forth and coming up with a good answer or at least an idea. And now they've decided that they want to bring that down on a regional level, which is going to make it easier to do more of, which is probably one of the best things that we can do is get more dialogue.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great idea because it really probably end up with more participation then. Now, also, another thing that you're doing, two of the biggest issues that we're facing in agriculture are biotechnology and on the livestock side with antibiotics. And you're doing a little bit more deep dive into those issues to help get the information about that out to the consuming public.
Yeah, those are always controversial issues, especially you get into the antibiotics type of situation. We're still going to back the sciences. We have to. It's a thing we have to do. But we're up against some really strong emotional responses, which we can actually probably agree, understand where they're coming from. But we sit down and debate it, and we're going to tell them the sciences. We're going to discuss it, how it works. On my farm especially, we're directed as to what we can use for levels, what we have to pull it out on time to make sure that there's no residue levels in this and that. So just to assure the consumer that it is done on a very responsible level.
And the importance of those using this type of technology in feeding a growing population.
Oh, definitely. Probably the switch that we're seeing, though, now is it used to be used more as a growth promoter to keep the animal healthy and that. We're seeing that being cut back now and used more as a preventative and a treatment type of situation. Care of our animals is the most important thing that we can do, and we want to make sure that the safety is there for our animals and that we're providing a nutritious and healthy product, safe product.
And much of the first line of communications as far as USFRA is concerned is online. And I know that you're making some changes, some revamping of your website, right?
Well, apparently we have. I would really like to ask Lisa to appreciate that one because she tells me, and I'm not much of a social media type of person, but she says they have changed it more to a magazine format. And trying to make things easier to find more information for the consumer.
And Lisa Cassidy with the USFRA staff is right here. And Lisa, why don't you expand on that a little bit more, what we're seeing new on the USFRA website?
Sure. We have a number of spokespeople that are farmers and ranchers that are great at telling agriculture's story. And they have blogs and social media properties that we have brought onto our webpage. And we also have a really unique section of our website called Food Source. And it covers the really hot button issues when it comes to agriculture. Whether it's antibiotics or biotech, they can go online. There's infographics and point of view documents telling them accurate information about agriculture. And we have these through search optimization and marketing, we're able to make sure that when people are searching for accurate information, that this type of information comes to the forefront.
Mm-hmm. Well, Doug, when you were with the group that started USFRA, are you seeing your vision being fulfilled at this point in the 3 years or so that we've been on there? Are you really feel like you're reaching the goals that you intended to reach?
I don't know if you ever reach your goals, but I think we're seeing some real strides in the right direction. I mean, you got to understand there when we sat down probably 4 years ago to start or 5 years ago, and we were trying to sit down everybody in one room and get them all to work together, and that's a tough thing to do. But it come to fruition, and I think we're seeing some real progress. I really do.
Well, what about being here at the Ag Media Summit? Why is this an important place for USFRA to have a presence?
Well, we need to get more exposure. I think we're still a fledgling young company that needs to get out, get some exposure so people know who we are, what we do, and where they can go for information.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Is there anything else you'd like to add, either one of you?
I'd just like to thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Well, thanks. Lisa?
If they would go to our website at www.fooddialogues.com, I would really appreciate that.
And get some feedback on this new design, right? And people know what they think. All right, well, thank you both here at the Ag Media Summit. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.